The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.
Prestige Jaco, just wondering if it's going to be Chris Newman or Lockie Young at the end of the phone. Chris, come on in. Welcome. Thanks for talking to us at K-Rock Football. And what are your thoughts heading into tonight?
Yeah, no worries, boys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, obviously it's a pretty important part of the season and both teams are pretty desperate for a win. So we're hoping that we start really well tonight. We know that Essendon have got some really important inclusions coming back in, some real quality. So that just adds to their quality around the ground. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, getting back on Etihad, and hopefully it's a good spectacle.
Chris, it's Ian Cohen. Lee Brown is here with me as well. Heath Buck, and here's Ben Casanelli to throw you a question.
Chris, obviously you are a great Tiger. What did you make? You obviously focused completely on the Hawks there, but what did you make last night of the hug it seemed between Eddie Betts and Sydney Stack just sitting at home? What was your initial impression when you saw that?
Oh, it's different. You don't really see it too often, but I think it just shows the respect between the two. They're obviously competing throughout the night, so I think Eddie, after the game, said that there was quite a bit of banter throughout the game, so you know, I think you like to see that competitive instincts throughout the game with those two against each other. But yeah, I think it was just a bit of a show of respect, but I didn't really think too much of it, to be honest.
Yeah, well said. Your side tonight, what do you need to do well to beat the Bombers?
We just have to play consistent. We've managed to string some really good quarters together. We've started really well the last two games, and last week just weren't able to capitalise on the start that we got. So we'll have the same focus tonight, but we just need to be more consistent across each quarter.
And you had the break last week, Chris. What did you allow the players to do? Do you give them some time off to get away from the club? Is it an opportunity for the coaches to get away and freshen up? We're just mentioning it upstairs. What happens in AFL club once that bye rolls around?
Yeah, well, of course it's... sorry, I got Sam Mitchell down here being a fool. Of course, it's a time to refresh. It's a pretty long season, so a lot of the boys tend to get away, play some golf, do the things that they love to recharge the batteries. I think every AFL club does that. So, yeah, our boys are no different. Given the opportunity to freshen up, they do some physical, some sort of physical activity. They'll have to do some conditioning throughout that break. But basically, it's, get away and try and refresh to hit the end of the season hard.
And it's always good to come back from a break and the coach just winds it up a little bit and lets the opposition know that it's going to be a big game tonight at Marvel.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's obviously the trick is to get the players back into the club, refocus them, and I know that all the players are really keen to have a really big back end of the season. So, as I said at the start, it's obviously a really important game for both teams, and we know that there's some things that we can get better in our game. Essendon are the same. We're sort of both teams win-loss the last few weeks. So, they're in some pretty good form. So, as I said, we look forward to a really good contest.
At K-Rock, obviously, plenty of eyes and ears on James Warple. 11 games last season, really hit the ground running. Where's he been at this season and where do you see his progression, obviously, from the Geelong under-18s through to the Hawthorn seniors and now with an opportunity to go further ahead?
Yeah, it's been great for Warpy. He's got a lot of exposure in the middle of the ground this year and his connection with our rucks is getting stronger by the week. Really important for a young player to get in and connect with the ruck, particularly if you're an inside mid. So, that's a work in progress. Those guys work really hard throughout the week to make sure our compliance is right with our stoppages, but also bring his elite talents with ball in hand. So he's a strong young lad. He walked into the club looking like a 25-year-old. That was the size of his rig, but... he's a really exciting player to watch. He's a great kid. He's really down to earth, stays grounded and works really hard. So, I think there's a lot of upside to come with Warpy.
He had more muscle than the old seafood buffet, did he, Chris?
Yeah, he did. And he wasn't shy about it. But I think he had, I think he might have did a super kick clinic in his first year. It was a super kick competition and he entered that when he was listed for the Hawks, so that was an interesting one. I think he beat a 13-year-old for some cash down in Geelong somewhere, he tells us.
And why wouldn't you? Everything up for cash. It's all bets are off the table when there's cash involved. So just your own coaching. Obviously, you're sort of, you know, obviously probably still feeling your wares a little bit, and you're analysing players all the time. How often do you sort of analyse yourself, and after your journey so far, what do you think you do well as a coach?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because there's obviously a lot going on. My role at the club is stoppage, so there's a lot that goes into that role. So obviously always self-analysing, and you're right, it's a big step up. I coached Box Hill for 2 years, and VFL level to AFL level is, you know, it's a pressure cooker environment at AFL level. So it's a big step up in that regard. But, you know, obviously I try and seek as much feedback as I can to try and get better, both from our coaches and players. Obviously, if the message isn't sinking into the players, then that's the most important thing. So, yeah, I think that self-analysis is really important for all coaches.
Chris, just as we let you go, give us one thing the Hawks need to do right tonight. How are we going to know if they're on?
The start. I mean, Essendon midfielder, they're elite. They've got great touch. They're really tough around the contest. They're really well set up and compliant around stoppage. So, you know, hard to say which line is going to be the most important tonight, but obviously it starts in the midfield. So we look forward to that good battle in there. They've got some experienced bodies inside and some real talent forward, some real marking ability back. So I think our connection with our forwards, the mid-forward connection, will be really important tonight, and trying to force the Bombers defenders to be able to defend hard tonight.
Chris, appreciate your time and also your patience as well. Thanks very much for sparing some time on the phone. Good luck to the Hawks.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Cheers.
Chris Newman downstairs. Thanks to Prestige Jayco. 2019 could be the year for you to jump into a Jayco.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.